Hey, what's going on, y'all? Y'all remember that Travis Scott situation in Astroworld in Houston that happened in December? Well, we're going to be talking about it. We're going to break it down and look at it from God's point of view. And hopefully, I can shock you with the results of who's to blame, who's responsible, and who's accountable for what happened on that day. Stay tuned. Yeah, get it. Hey, what's going on, y'all? This is Can I Listen In? Yes, you can. Hey, what's going on, y'all? I gotta say what's up to the star listeners out there on Anchor and the whole Can I Listen Nation that's 250 deep every time we speak. And man, we got a unique situation today, man. I've been wanting to talk about this, but things had to kind of like play themselves out and I had to do the proper studying, in other words, so that way I can deliver the right message. We're talking about the Travis Scott incident that happened in November, I think it was like November 5th or something like that, somewhere around there, called Astroworld, which is a music festival that Travis Scott's has been putting on for the past 3 years. And, you know, multiple people died at this event. When he was performing on stage, people were passing out. And people were trying to go up to the stage and tell him, hey, man, something is wrong. There's all these different point of views. Some people say that, hey, he couldn't hear. He didn't see what was going on. And just in general, he has this culture at his shows. Like when he specifically performs, he has this thing called raging, where everybody's doing the mosh pit thing, going crazy and punching and swinging. And, you know, people get stepped on. It gets real wild. Now, everybody knows, like, when you are a fan of somebody, you know the culture of what that person brings to the table. You know what I mean? People will tell you about the show and say, hey, man, he does this at the show. You gotta go. You know what I mean? So the biggest thing that's going on right now that happened, I should say, after the smoke has cleared, right? Nobody's really talking about it. They're in court right now. And there's a gag order, which means that you can't speak about the case in public, right? So there's no, it's going on and that was court ordered. So nobody's really talking about that on that end. So he can't do no more interviews. He can't say anything. Nobody can say anything, right? So what everybody was trying to figure out really is who is responsible. And when I first started hearing about this story, a lot of people were saying that, oh, you know, Travis Scott is fully responsible for this. Travis Scott is fully responsible. Like, he shouldn't have did this and da-da. He should have stopped the show and blah, blah, blah. Now, me being a artist myself, just from my point of view, when I never performed on the level that he's performed on yet or currently, right? But when you're doing a show, man, it's hard to hear anything but your music and what you're saying. And you kind of tune out what's going on. You try to interact with the crowd, so forth and so forth. So you're able to see things, right? You can see things taking place, but you might not be able to hear what's taking place. So, and then to also being that he does this whole mosh pit, sometimes he's jumping in the crowd, crowd surfing. Things of that nature. He's been doing this for like 10, 15 years. So he's never experienced something where somebody's died at his show. He's actually been doing Astroworld for a total of 3 years. So back to the whole thing where who's to blame? So I'm going to give you guys my point of view and why I have a point of view. So what happens is he's overall responsible for the show. He's putting it on. Of course, he's pulling the sponsors to get the funding to do everything that he needs to do, right? So he's like the central man in the name over the show. He's bringing an artist to the show. It's not a Coachella. It's not a what is that? Loud or whatever. I forgot what the name of that dog. I forgot what the festival is. The Loud Festival or something like that. Rolling Loud. That's what it is. The Rolling Loud Festival. So you have a festival like that, and they're being put on by Rolling Loud. They're being put on by Coachella. It's been put on by Southwest, ACL, you know what I mean? Austin City Limits. So these particular shows are being put on by a organization already, and it's separate from the artist, right? And when it's separate from the artist just goes up there and perform, and the people that put the show on, like ACL, Coachella, Rolling Loud, they're responsible for anything that goes on. So I can see why a lot of people are pointing the finger at Travis Scott, like, yo, bro, you, this is your stuff. Like, this ain't ACL, this ain't Rolling Loud, this ain't nobody else. This is you. This is Astroworld. So that is one of the reasons why I see why people are saying that he is 100% responsible. He's up there performing and people are dying. He should be stopping the show, cutting everything and da-da-da. But in actuality, that's kind of false. And let me explain why. Now, I do say that he does have responsibility, but I'm going to get into this and we're going to go biblical. So in Genesis, with Adam and Eve and, of course, with God and the serpent, they partaked in the fruit that the serpent was offering. And that was the beginning of the fall of man. And after that, a few things happened. So let's get into it. So what happens is God gives a judgment to each party that is involved. Wink, wink. Each party that is involved. So everybody has a judgment according to the decision and the action that they made, right? So now what happens is, when this happens, the first thing God gives the judgments to is now the person who has dominion in the world. And that's the serpent. And he says that, hey, okay, you have dominion, but guess what? You're going to be cursed above all animals, right, on earth. And then also you're going to be bruised by the seed of the woman that you just tricked. So now that seed, those children will continue to step on your head and bruise your head, okay, your mind with their thoughts. So the other thing that it also says is that he'll be eating dust the rest of his life. And that is shout out to, you know, my significant other, you know what I'm saying? And if you want to check her out, man, go to Midtown Misfits. She was saying to me one day, she's reading a book, and she was saying that dust in that culture represents like humility, right? So to eat dust is humility, is to be humbled. So he'll be humbled for the rest of his life, right? So next, the next person that gets the judgment is the woman, right? So the woman will have sorrow when she conceives her child, and then also she will always be ruled by a man, right? Her husband, not a man, but her husband specifically. My bad. All right, and then the last person that gets a judgment is Adam. So his judgment was, the ground was cursed. He would have to work hard to eat from the cursed ground all the days of his life, right? And it will produce thorns and thistles. He will have to eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of his brow, he will eat food until he returns to the ground. So now he has to work for his food before he didn't, right? If those don't know, like, thorns, on a basic level, thorns like take nutrients from the stuff that you have. So you have to work hard to get the thorns out of the ground. And the root system of a thorn is like ridiculous. But anyways, you can have a thorn that's growing on the left side of the house, and the root system might be two houses over. It's crazy. It's outrageous. So just like trying to track it down is just weird. So that's like definitely difficult work. So in all these people have judgments because of the decision that they made. What decision did the devil make? The decision that the devil made was passed on his prideful nature to humans, right? They absorb that prideful nature, and then because they absorb it, now he's responsible for it. See what I'm saying? So God always holds people accountable for whatever they do. And let's check something out real quick. So now we're looking at Jeremiah 17, and this kind of proves the concept and the precept that God has shown us, right? So what happens, it says in Jeremiah 17, verse 10, "I, the Lord, search the heart and examine the mind to reward each person according to their conduct, according to their deeds deserve." All right. So now when it comes to us finding out who to blame. All right. So we find out that the devil did. Right. We found out what the lady did, Miss Eve. Right. She didn't hearken to the voice of her husband, and which was the voice of God, because God told them they can only eat this. Don't touch that. Because it seemed good, it looked good, it caught her eye, and then now she's eating from the wrong tree, right? So, and then she passes this on, this nature of pride, to her husband, the want to be more wise, right? Like, oh, I want to be wise. They were already wise. So then what happens is the decision that that Adam made was he received and he hearkened to the voice of his wife, which was the voice of the serpent, right? So she just passed the information down to him. He listened to her and he believed what she said versus believing what God says. So now it was three parties involved in this particular activity, in this event, right? In this record, because this is real life stuff that happened. So when we let's look at the concert now, right? Because we just seen that the devil is always doing wrong. He lies, right? And he's held accountable for that, right? The woman, she was innocently swindled into and persuaded to do something that she wasn't supposed to do, right? And she was held accountable. Because God searches the heart and examines it and gives you the reward to whatever your conduct is. Then the man, and let's look at the reference where I'm getting this information from, because I don't want to just be misguiding you guys. All right, so check this one out. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13. "For Adam was first formed, then Eve, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in transgression." Bam, done deal. So the roles that we have now is we have a deceiver. We have someone who was deceived and somebody who was not deceived. But all of them took part in this situation. Now let's look at my man Travis Scott, Astro World, right? You find out about Astro World, right? This man, this brother is like, yo, I'm about to put this thing on. It's about to be crazy. So let's look at this, yo. You have parents, you have children, and then you have the person that's putting on the show. I want you to think about this. Who's not deceived? Who is deceived? And who's the deceiver? Now, there's two different types of children in this particular scenario. And what I mean by this is there's parents that pay for tickets, right? And then there were young adults that pay for tickets. So when you're a young adult, you're responsible for purchasing that ticket and going to this event and knowing what this event entails of. Also, when it comes down to the parents, they not deceived. They just want to do whatever they can to make their children happy. Oh, you did good on your grades. All right, cool. Go ahead. They just eat the fruit and just go along with it like Adam. And then you have the deceiver. Now, I want to share something with you guys. At this event, when you walk into the location of where, you know, where everybody be standing and jumping and, you know, having a good time at, there's a big mouth, which is his face. And it looks like a skull, so like a dead skull with dreads. And everybody is walking into the location where everybody be, you know, listening to the music and enjoying the festivities, right? Now, the thing is during his show, he's wearing a T-shirt where there's a door, right, on the T-shirt. These blue people are falling away from the door, and there's red devils coming out of the door. And in the back of the stage is set up like a portal. It almost looks like the belly of the beast or something. It's crazy. And they have this, like, making it look like volcano and fire and stuff like that, right? That's what it looks like. And in the back of the stage, there's a sign that says, "See you on the other side." See you on the other side. Now, there's so much stuff going on with the symbolism and things of that nature. Now, these people think they're coming here to have a good time. They just, you know, we just here to have a good time. That's all. You know, we here to listen to the music that we love. This guy is a great musician, blah, 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 blah. It sounds like to me he's the deceiver. You know what I mean? I'm going on record and saying he's the deceiver. So he's the deceiver. The children that are under the age to comprehend what's really going on and found out the hard way, they are the deceived. The parents and the young adults that are not deceived about the situation, and they buy these tickets, you know what I'm saying, and allow their kids to go. They drive them to the location and drop them off. They bought the car to let them drive or let them use their own vehicle to go to this concert, whatever the case may be. So the people who bought the tickets, the people who said, "Hey, I'm going to walk in this mouth." And then, of course, the person who's the deceiver is fully responsible for their actions only. Fully responsible for their actions only. And they should be held accountable. But in this day and age, right now, currently, we live in a generation of point the finger, where nobody wants to take responsibility for nothing. But that's my take on it, y'all. You know what I'm saying? All three parties are fully responsible, just like in Adam and Eve with the serpent, which is the devil, right? Adam and Eve, God held them all responsible according to their conduct and what they did. The conduct of the parent was buying a ticket. The conduct of the children or the young adults is buying a ticket. And hey, I'm gonna go into this skull and walk into this. I don't know what I'm walking into, but I'm just gonna have a good time. I'm gonna have a blast and partake in rage, which is mosh pit and hurting other people. That don't even sound right, y'all. And then of course you have the deceiver, the person who put the event on, who has all of this weird symbolism that they're not even paying attention to because they bobbing their head to the music so crazy it don't even matter. And then we see the results of this. 10 people die. And he tries to clean it up on an interview. So this is your man. I hope I made sense so we can make change. Every day is a good day. We just got to find out what's good in it. I promise you it's some good inside of your heart, man, that you got to offer to the rest of the world. And I hope I inspired you to pay more attention to what's going on in this world, man. I really do. And also, man, check this out. If you guys just happen to be listening to me, man, please leave a review. You know what I mean? Leave a review. Tell a friend to tell a friend. You know what I mean? And share the good news. Without a doubt, man, I love you guys. Take it easy. Peace. Hey, what's up, Can I Listen Nation, man? I'm going to do a quick recap. So what we did today is we discovered that in Genesis that there were three parties involved. And then we also discovered that with Astroworld, there were three parties involved, right? And with Adam and Eve and in Eden, you had the serpent, you had Adam and you had Eve. You had a deceiver, you had someone who was deceived and someone who wasn't deceived. And then when it comes to Astroworld, right? We had a deceiver, we had somebody that was innocent and was deceived, and then we had some people that were not deceived, and they went along with it and brought their kid, their children to this event, right? So the thing is we all are held responsible for our actions, no matter what. You know, some may seem greater than others, but they are all held responsible and responsible and accountable for their actions, no matter what. According to what we read in Jeremiah 17, I think it was like verse 10. What verse was it? Hold on, let me check it out. Let me see real quick. Hold on, let me see if I can find it. Hold on, thumbing through the pages. Give me a moment. Yeah. So it is Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 10, where God shows us that, hey, I'm just going to hold you responsible and hold you accountable for what you do in life. Whether it's his will and you're blessed, not his will and you're cursed. And all blessed means is you can receive from him. And all cursed means is you can't receive from him. So that's all I got, ladies and gentlemen. Love you guys, man. I hope y'all have a blessed day. Thank God and thank Jesus for dying and rising for us, for his purpose, for God's purpose to be met and his will to be done on this earth so we can go back home. You know what I'm saying? So I hope y'all enjoy y'all week, man. Peace. Love you guys. Hey, y'all, if y'all want to hear the good news, man, check out my baby show and the homie, Yachty. Matter of fact, I'm not going to tell you about it. I'm going to let them tell you about it.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello. This is Fran.
This is Yachty.
And we are the Midtown Misfits, and we wanted to invite you to listen to our podcast.
It's a Christian-based podcast where we get teachy and not preachy.
The goal of our podcast is to give a normal, non-Kool-Aid perspective about Christianity.
We discuss a range of topics such as the names of God, spiritual disciplines, and debunking Christian myths.
So if that sounds good to you, come be a misfit, leave the Kool-Aid behind, and subscribe.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? This is your man, Monroe the Message, and this is Can I Listen? I apologize, man, for not putting out an episode this Wednesday. We had a technical difficulty for the two people, the proud two people that heard the episode. It was only music and the vocals were not on there. And right now we're trying to get that taken care of. So as soon as possible, I will make sure that I get the episode up to you guys as soon as possible. I appreciate you guys. Much love. Take it easy. All right. Peace.